just wanted to get right into it with you about healthcare technology management. What I wanted to ask you is, can you talk to us about what makes healthcare technology management a great career?
Oh, absolutely, and thanks for asking the question, Kevin. The reality of it is that it's an awesome profession from a perspective of, you know, a two-year associate's degree, and you can be working in the healthcare profession and right alongside of doctors and nurses and ensuring that patients' health and safety are being taken care and cared for. You have the ability to make sure that the medical equipment that these doctors and nurses are using every day to save people's lives and make lives more comfortable is working the way it needs to be, because as important as doctors and nurses are, if the equipment that they're using to take care of the patients isn't working properly, then they become less effective. And you have the opportunity to be able to spend your professional career making sure that that happens. So I just think it's an awesome opportunity to have a great job.
All right, you know, some of the things you think about, like bringing you to the cutting edge of technology, for example, or new technology, you know, it's hard to think of a profession, you know, other than, say, healthcare that doesn't get, you know, new technology the fastest because of the nature of what it does. So obviously if you're into that sophisticated, you know, technology and everything, it sounds like you couldn't do better.
Yeah, no, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the greatest things is, as I've been in this profession for about 30 years, is watching the transformation of technology change. You know, at one time it was, you really truly were doing preventive maintenance and making sure that all the electronics and the mechanisms were working and calibrated the way they need to be. Technology today is changed in such a way that the electronics don't fail as often, and so our role has changed a little bit, and we actually have a great opportunity to work right alongside of the clinicians and physicians, making sure that they have the tools that they need to be successful, and so you're making sure that they're using tools properly, and you spend more time doing that nowadays than you do actually fixing the electronics because of the way technology has changed so much. So that's a great observation and point to bring up.
And I understand, too, that you know, the field continues to grow. Maybe we should get into the raw numbers. People may be really surprised, you know, at how much it's supposed to grow, even by, say, 2018.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, first of all, as you know, as the world grows in people and size, so does healthcare, and as people are living a lot longer, you know, so is the health demand for healthcare. And you know, for lack of another term, you know, when you look at Obamacare and the fact that, you know, even more people are covered now, it makes it so that there's more opportunity for the day-to-day interaction with the healthcare industry and profession. And so again, that it means that more equipment, that means more need for people to fix that equipment and maintain that equipment. As well as, again, I mean, there are other aspects that you can get into this profession in regards to research and development or sales or education and training. I mean, there's all kinds of aspects that you can get into this industry and make an awesome career out of it. So, you know, with the onset of people living longer and just the population increasing, it absolutely makes it so that this profession is going to be around for a long, long time and only continue to grow.
All right, if people would like more information about this, you know, where would you direct them to learn more?
So obviously, one of the people that's most inspirational in this whole profession is the international organization that's awesome, is the AAMI, Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. You can learn a lot on their website at AAMI.org. I would encourage you to maybe go to your local colleges and learn a little bit from there. Or if you just want to maybe even do a couple minutes site tour, most biomeds are very excited and want to brag about their profession. Go to your local hospital. See if you can't introduce yourself to the local biomed, the HCM professional, and see if they won't give you a quick rundown and tour of what it's all about and how it works.
All right. That sounds great. I appreciate your time this morning, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to talk to you as well.